Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, it'll be an eventful day when you can buy just as much fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef as you want. Listen, though. Speaking of important occasions, there's a big event taking place right now at your neighborhood Kroger store. It's a special feature of Kroger's selected seafoods. The finest selection and the very best flavored seafood and fish in town. There's saltwater and freshwater fish. Fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. And every morsel is firm-fleshed, tender, delicious. Just the kind of fish your family will love. You see, Kroger selected seafoods have that fresh-caught flavor because they're rush-delivered to your neighborhood Kroger store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. And after that delivery, that tangy flavor of the sea is preserved and protected for your enjoyment through precision refrigeration. And something else you'll want to keep in mind is that Kroger's selected seafoods are priced to save you money. So plan to get some Kroger's selected seafood soon. Visit your Kroger store and make your choice from the tempting variety you'll find waiting for you there. Remember, Kroger's selected seafoods are an exclusive Kroger feature, available at your Kroger store only. Now, Hearts in Harmony. As if fate itself were taking a hand in the life of Penny Gibbs, it is Penny who convinces her stepfather to leave Rossville for a better job in Mapleton. While unknown to her, Bill Carver and Jerry Manson lay the groundwork for what seems to be a threat against Penny's life. It is the next afternoon now, and Penny says to Suzanne...
Oh, Suzanne, I've always wanted other people to be happy, but I've never been so thrilled as over Jed's taking that job in Mapleton. Oh,
yes, I know you must be thrilled, Penny. It seems as if it is a grand opportunity.
He'll make a lot more money, and maybe even a name for himself. And he'll still be able to keep his business here in Rossville.
But how will he be able to do that? Mapleton is very far away, is it not?
But Johnny Keith is going to take charge of Jed's business here.
Oh, how nice. And what a chance to make good for Johnny.
Yeah. It's going to be good for everyone all around. It's going to be good for me, too.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I've been much too lucky, Suzanne. Always having Mother so close by whenever someone bothered me. It got to be a terrible habit, the way I ran to her with every little problem. I won't be able to do that now.
But isn't that a loss?
In some ways, yeah. But children can't hang on to their parents for everything, can they? It's awfully unfair to the parents.
I would want my daughter to come to me for everything.
All her life?
Well, it seems to me that a great many young people today are in trouble because they waited until it was too serious before they went to their parents for help.
Now I know I'll have to make my own decisions. I should be a lot stronger for it. Even if I hurt myself every now and then making a wrong decision.
Why, Gibbsy, don't tell me you ever make a bum guess.
Hello, Freddy.
Hi.
I didn't know you were at home, Freddy.
Oh, yeah, I've been around here for about a half an hour now, Mrs. G. When I came in, you dames were gabbing too fast, and I guess you didn't hear me coming. Hey, look, the little kid's awake, you know, and it looks like she's going to cry some.
Have you been upstairs with the baby?
Yeah, I've been up there, but I didn't hurt her none. Honest, I didn't. I was just up there making faces at her.
What?
Like she was making them at me.
Oh, Freddy.
Oh, it's okay, Mrs. G. I didn't make the worst faces I could. I guess I was scared that it'd make her yell her head off, but boy, can she make faces.
Well, if you two will excuse me for a moment, I think I'd better go see my baby.
All right.
Hey, look, I didn't bust up nothing too serious, did I?
No, Fred, of course not. We were just talking about Mother and Jed leaving town.
Yeah, I heard about that around the office today.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
What's so good about it?
Oh, it's what Jed always wanted.
Yeah, I guess it's great for Mr. B, but kind of leaves me in a spot.
What?
Well, who's going to be my boss now? Rover boy Keith himself?
Well, you two will have to start getting along.
Nah, I'll never get along with that guy Keith.
Well, you certainly won't as long as you keep calling him names.
When did I ever call him anything?
Just now. You called him a Rover boy.
Well, ain't that what he is?
Definitely not. Certainly not the way you mean it.
Nah, I guess not. You know, I bet that guy's never done nothing wrong in his life. Never stole nothing, never lied to nobody, went to school, got swell marks. And he was even good to his old lady.
You mean you'd hate him for doing all that?
Nah, I don't hate him, Gibbsy. I just don't like him.
Why not?
Because he thinks I'm a no-account bum.
Oh, he does not.
Oh, yes, he does. I guess that's what really gets me, too. Guy's right.
Oh, Freddy.
Look, Gibbsy, is it okay with you if I quit my job at Mr. B's and get another one someplace else?
I never insisted on you working for Jed.
No, I know you didn't, but you did get me that job there, and that was when nobody else in this town had even looked at me cockeyed. So I ain't gonna chuck it over without it first being okay with you.
You know it's all right with me. As long as you get another job. Working helps keep you out of trouble, Freddy.
Yeah, I guess it does. Okay, then. I'll tell this guy, Keith, that he can go jump.
No, Freddy, no, not just yet. Wait till Jed leaves and Johnny has things in working order.
Hey, listen, if I stay here that long, Keith will have me doing everything. Yeah, working order's right. I'll do all the work and he'll give all the orders.
It's not that bad.
Well, I ain't gonna try and tell you how bad it really is. Okay, then, Gibbsy. I'll stay around until you say I can quit and go get another job.
Thank you, Freddy.
That's okay. Maybe I did something right for a change, huh?
You've done a lot of things right for a change.
Mm-hmm. With a pepper and the wrong things, too.
Oh? You about to make a confession?
No, not that. And let's not get into our old question and answer routine, will you? It ain't gonna do no good.
Okay, we won't.
Hey, look. Maybe we could have some little singing, maybe?
No, Freddy, no, I don't feel like it.
Why not? What's the matter?
Nothing, just don't feel like singing.
Oh, come on.
No, don't insist, please.
Well, okay, if that's the way you want it. Can I play the piano a little, though?
Why not? As a matter of fact, I'd like it.
Well, and you don't feel so bad after all, do you? Well, what'd you like to hear?
Anything.
Okay, how about this? You know, there's nothing wrong with the way the guy wrote this thing, but I like to play it a little bit different. Is that okay?
Yes, it's okay. I'd like to hear it.
Fine, here goes. Not bad at all, huh?
May I add my applause?
Oh, sure, Mrs. G. You know, genius likes to get a hand every now and then.
Oh, Suzanne, get the phone, will you?
Oh, yes, sure.
Well, Gibbsy, what'd you say? You want to sing some?
No, I'd rather not. Just now, thanks, Freddy. Oh, wait a minute.
Will yeah, sure.
Just a moment, and I'll get her for you. But she's right here, Professor. What? All right, I'll tell her. Goodbye.
Suzanne, what is it? You sounded so excited.
Penny, that was Professor Rogers on the phone. He did not have time to speak to you.
Didn't have time? What happened?
Yeah, well, what's up, Mrs. G?
Someone saw that Bill Carver and Jerry Manson in a cafe down by the river, and the police went down there to arrest them.
Huh?
Bill Carver and Jerry Manson were together? Well, were they caught?
No, but the police have an idea where they went, and they're still chasing them.
Oh, hey, will you excuse me, Gibbsy? I gotta go out somewhere.
No, Freddy, wait a minute.
No, I ain't nothing to get excited about, Gibbsy. I'll be right
Freddy,
back.
Freddy, I want to talk to...
Well, now why did he suddenly get up like that and leave the house? What a strange thing to do.
No. No, it's not as strange as you think, Suzanne.
Who is it?
It's me, Freddie Lang.
Come in here under the dock, you bum.
Yeah, I'm coming. But no rough stuff, Carver.
No rough stuff, huh? What do you call what Gary Manson and I went through scrambling from the cops in that restaurant down the river, a Maypole dance?
Look, that's why I took a chance on getting tagged by the cops myself and come down here to see you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want you to know that I didn't tip off the cops the way you were.
I don't know about that.
Look, you gotta believe me, Bill. I didn't even know where you were. You didn't say nothing about where you was going to meet the Manson dame.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't.
Well, then you ain't going to take it out on Gibbsy because you think I ratted on you, are you?
Nah, kid, I guess you didn't cross me this time.
Well, thanks.
But somebody did. Somebody went to the cops.
Yeah, I guess somebody did. Did the Manson dame get away okay, too?
Yeah. Smart dame, that Jerry. She was out of there so fast, I didn't see her go myself. Wonder who spotted us and tipped the cops.
I don't know.
Hey, wait a minute, kid. How did you get down here so fast? And how did you know I was almost grabbed?
Now, don't go getting any wrong ideas, Bill. I was up in Gibbsy's house with Gibbsy and Mrs. G when I heard about it.
Who told you?
Mrs. G did. That's Mrs. Gibbs, the one with the new little kid.
Never mind about that. Who told her?
Professor Rogers did, on the telephone.
Oh, Rogers, huh?
Yeah.
The guy who used to be a federal cop.
Uh-huh, that's the guy. But he ain't no cop no more. He's just a prof up at the university.
But he knew all about the cops making a grab for me, so he was probably in on it with him.
Oh, look, Bill, you don't know that. You're just guessing now.
Yeah, but I guess pretty right most of the time. I got troubles from all your pals, don't I, kid?
Looky, the prof is no pal of mine, see?
Ah, he's your uncle, ain't he?
Well, yeah, but so what?
So maybe I gotta take care of more than your pal Gibbsy this trip. Maybe I gotta dig my heels into your Uncle Rogers.
So now Professor Rogers is in trouble with Bill Carver. But will the fact that Carver has been seen with Jerry Manson be of any help to Penny? Will Freddie ever tell Penny of the danger she's in? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. When you visit your neighborhood Kroger store, you'll find that there's still not much chance of getting famous Kroger tenderay beef. But you'll make another discovery, and a mighty delightful one. You'll find waiting for you a marvelous variety of this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger's Selected Seafood. You've never seen finer-looking saltwater and freshwater fish, and you've never eaten finer-flavored seafood either. Yes, Kroger Selected Seafood is tender and delicious, just chock-full of real ocean-fresh flavor. Make up your mind right now to treat your family to a shore dinner.